It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. About a year ago, the plan to allow a new class of livery cabs to accept street hails in the outer boroughs and upper Manhattan was at the center of Mayor Bloomberg's State of the City address.
Because whether you're standing on 42nd Street in Manhattan, or 42nd Street in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, or 42nd Street in Sunnyside, Queens, you ought to be able to hail a cab.
Whatever happened to this plan? Well, the bill to extend taxi service, including selling up to 30,000 livery permits, passed last summer, but it's been in legislative limbo ever since. Today, Governor Cuomo is expected to veto the measure. WNYC's Kathleen Horan is here to tell us why and what's at stake, including about $1 billion in revenue for the city. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So Mayor Bloomberg's plan to beef up taxi service sounds harmless enough. Who opposed it?
Who didn't? Yellow taxi fleet owners, number one. They operate taxi garages. They were a powerful opponent. They said if black cars were permitted to accept street hails, it would devalue their pricey medallions. Some livery base owners also, who rely on prearranged calls, also opposed the plan because they said it would ruin their business model. And disabled advocates said the plan didn't allow for enough accessibility.
So it passed the state legislature in June. Where did it hit the snag?
One of the bill's sponsors, Senator Martin Golden, said he signed on too soon without understanding some of the repercussions. And opponents banded together. They hired lobbyists and said if it was signed into law, it would hurt small business, upend the taxi industry, or discriminate against the disabled, depending on who you ask.
Now, who supported this bill?
Other livery base owners and drivers who rely on these illegal street hails supported the changes, as did the Yellow Taxi Drivers Group, mm-hmm. the Taxi Workers Alliance. They reached a deal with the city that gave them incentives for supporting, that included cabbies having to pay less surcharge fees on those credit card transactions.
Okay, now other than the sale of the livery permits, what else did the plan include?
It also authorized the auction of 1,500 yellow taxi medallions. 500 of those were originally set aside as accessible.
And that doesn't happen very often where those are released. Governor Cuomo convened a taxi summit last month at his office. We were reporting on it, or we at least tried to. All the sides were trying to come together to hash out a plan, but they couldn't come together.
Not really. But aside from the summit, there were furious negotiations and countless meetings. I got calls from many of the stakeholders, and there was heated language from just about every side. It got a little ugly there at the end. But, you know, a last-minute deal appeared to be in the works for a while. Those involved said that they had an agreement on raising the number of yellow medallions to 2,000 and making them all wheelchair accessible, and cutting the number of livery permits nearly in half to about 17,000. But it hit a snag late on Wednesday, and it all fell apart. When Cuomo was asked by reporters about the bill, he said that there were a number of unresolved issues, apparently including the key sticking point of increased wheelchair accessibility.
I've said from day one, if we don't have a resolution of these issues, I'm going to veto the bill because you don't have an agreement. And we have been trying. We've had numerous meetings over the past few weeks, but we've failed to reach resolution.
Okay, there we have Cuomo saying he's going to veto this legislation. What happens if he does?
He says that the legislation could be reintroduced early next year with more of the key issues like accessibility and the number of livery permits sold actually hashed out. But supporters of the mayor's plan worry there might not be enough political will on both sides of the legislature to pass a new livery bill. Another wrinkle is the city has already factored in the revenue that was expected to come from the yellow medallion auction into next year's projected budget. A veto would mean a loss of $1 billion.
Well, all politics aside, what does this actually mean for the taxi passenger?
You know, Richard, New Yorkers will still put their arm up. They'll hail taxis, whether they're yellow or black, as they've been doing. But I also expect the city to step up enforcement and penalties for illegal livery car street hails.
And I'm sure you will follow that and let us know. WNYC's Kathleen Horan. Kathleen, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Richard.